winner in this Emirates of Nations. Ken, we've spoken with you to you before, but before you took part in the Nations, and actually you mentioned it here a couple of days ago, you said, oh my God, I was on the sun again, the feeling was not that good, but then you managed to come here, not only to win the Nations, but also to win also the overall. So how was that change between those days before and now, that massive progress? Did the good feeling came back?
Yeah, for sure. I knew at this track that if you would do a little mistake, you know, you can't, in this track you can't rush, you know. You have to, I mean, it's always good to push in the beginning, but yeah, because otherwise they'll be far gone. But it's, from my side, it's great to win it the third time in a row. And but my focus was not really on MX2. It was, you know, in general, you know, I want to be up front, and like I said before, with the 250 you kind of have an advantage, but not so, you know, the bike is lighter, and that would maybe help a little bit, but there's a lot of power missing compared to the 450 or 350. I think the 350 is the best bike you can ride in the stand. You know, it's a good mix of a 250 and a 450. And but in general, you know, I'm really happy how I rode today and what I've done, because in the second moto I didn't have the best start, and it was good to see that after a couple of laps, you know, I was the first MX2 guy, and after that I was just, you know, I just wanted to go, I tried to go as fast as I can. I knew it was going to be tough to you know, to come all the way to the top, and also we have been I've been ridden a race before, so there's not a lot of resting time, so overall, you know, I'm happy with that win.
Last year we saw you really emotional when you obtained the MX2 World Championship. You also were really excited when you won that race, your first Supercross race, and now you won the Nations. Tell us, different feelings, different emotions. Is this very special, more special because it's for your country?
Oh yeah, definitely is. Like Hubert said before, it's the first time ever for Germany to win the Nations, and we have a lot of sand specialists in Europe. It's not only, well, first of, we had a good team, you know, Marcus is really good in the sand, Max is too, and I am too, I would say, I don't know, but I haven't been here for a long time. You know, I used to train a lot here, and then I just came here and rode a couple days in Germany. And but you never lose it. You know, it's just a feeling you need. It takes one day to get back in, and it was definitely a really, really special moment.
Last year, you also wrote your name in the history, because it was a long time since a German rider won the World Championship. Now you wrote again your name in the history by winning the Motocross of Nations. Do you realize how much you're achieving for your country?
Yeah, it's like I said before, it probably takes a couple days till we really know what we did. Right now, it's of course it's awesome, but once you see all the press, and you know, you see your names, but not only mine. It's the team, because I'm not in the other guys' body. You know, I can't ride for them, and I'm also not in the bike. So that's what makes it feel really special, that we could see that all three of us were really strong.
Thank you, Ken. Any question for Ken Roxon, MX2 overall winner? Michael?
You mentioned that the 350 is the ideal bike. Some people might think you need a 450 for the power. What is the biggest advantage of riding a 450?
I know that the factory 350 is, you know, it has amazing power, and the bike is just a little bit smaller, and like I said, it's just a good mix of a 250 and a 450, and you know, you just have that power which gives you a little bit of an advantage, and in my eyes, the 350 is the best bike you can choose. I mean, in Germany, I rode the 450 because I've ridden it once and it was a lot of fun, but even there, I thought that the 350 would have been a better choice, but that's just what I wanted, and I was just there to have fun.
Any other question for Ken Roxon? So thank you very much.